Here we go. Have you enjoyed the time with other classes to learn them new things outside?
I've very much enjoyed it, yes. So normally on this project I go into a school for a couple of hours or for a day maybe, and then I go off to a different school the day after and do different things. So this is the first time I've been in a single school for a whole week, and it feels like it's been a really good idea because it's been a good chance to get to know lots of the pupils and parents as well and staff. So it really feels like it's had a big impact doing things every day and being in all the different classes rather than just in one class as well. Yeah, it feels like it's helped to make nature-friendly schools a really whole school approach.
What have all the other classes been doing?
We've done quite a range of things actually. So we've created a quite a large wildflower meadow, or we've prepared it and sown it anyway, ready for it to come through next spring hopefully. We've dug out a little nature pond. We've created a big bug hotel. We've created some little smaller bee hotels. We've built some little fairy gardens and planted lots of spring bulbs in them, and created some fairy houses and things to put in there to decorate them with. We've made a wormery. We have created a bee barrel experiment for mason bees. We've done so much I can hardly remember it all. it's been intense, but really, really a lot of fun.
Are you the only person who do the nature-friendly schools?
Well, I'm part of a team, but I'm the only person that will work in this school because each member of the team has different schools, so we work in different areas. So I'm the only person that's working in the Hull and East Yorkshire area. But sometimes I wish there was someone else. I feel like I could do with a bit of help.
What you're going to be doing in the future, and have you got any plans to becoming like in previous years to come?
Yeah, so I'll definitely be coming back next month to do a couple more sessions to finish off the work on the pond and probably do some more sessions with a couple of the classes. And then hopefully, I think your head teacher, Mrs. Tadman, is going to generously find some money to buy a big polytunnel for your school to help you with your fruit and veg growing project. So I'm hoping that I'll be coming back to help build that for you next year, ready for you to start growing in spring. And then that will be the end of the project in spring, in March 2022. So that might be the last time I get to come in, but I'm hoping I can keep coming in after that. I was speaking to Mr. Coleman and Miss Hickingbottom, and I think they would like me to come back every year, so I can't promise because it's not just up to me. But yeah, we're looking at whether that might be possible.
What's your favourite bit of the things that you've been doing with the class?
I can't really choose one favourite. I've enjoyed all of them because they've all been quite different to things I've done before as well. Like, I've never really made fairy gardens before. I've not done a wormery before. So I guess they're the ones that stand out in my mind most because they're completely new to me. But it's all been fun, really. All the children have been really well behaved, and they've come ready to learn and had lots of facts to tell me as well. So it's not just been me telling them things. I've learned quite a lot from the children as well. So that's been exciting, and that's been one of the main things that I've enjoyed, really, is that sort of learning from each other.
What age did you start to like enjoy gardening and want to be a gardener when you're older?
I'm not sure I'd call myself a gardener, really. I guess I've got to be a bit of a jack of all trades, master of none, because one day I might be doing some gardening with children, but then the next day I might be doing outdoor maths in the playground, and then another day I might be doing something like building something, so like woodwork and things. So I guess gardening is something that I enjoyed as a young boy with my granddad, and then I always liked watching nature programmes when I was young as well. But I've done other jobs for most of my life. It's only in the last few years that I've really got into working in conservation and nature, so probably for the last sort of 7 or 8 years I've been doing that kind of thing. But I think it's really good. If there's one bit of advice I could give you, it's try and find a career that is something that you really enjoy, because you're in work for a long time, and if you're doing something that you don't really enjoy, it soon becomes quite boring and quite difficult. Whereas if you can find...
What's the most like intense thing that you've done with schools to make the garden, make the outdoor learning more
intense?
Yeah, like hardest.
So I would say this has been the most intense week of the project for me, because I've not worked in the same school every day for a week before, so coming in early to get things set up, working all through the day with pupils, and then at the end of the day prepping all my presentations and my tools and everything ready for the next day. So it's been really tiring because there's been no breaks really, so that's been quite intense in that respect. But like I say, I think it's worked really well because I've built up a really good relationship with some of the pupils and staff in school, and I'm a familiar face now around school, so it feels like Nature Friendly Schools is really embedded in the school. In terms of hardest, the hardest thing I've done, probably like the outdoor maths, I guess, because I'm not very good at maths. So sometimes if teachers ask me if I can help them to take certain lessons outside, I always try and say yes and try and come up with some ideas that that will be useful to them. But sometimes that means I have to do things that I'm not actually very good at, and I have to go and do loads of like cramming, you know, read lots of information, practice things. So I was never very good at maths at school. So when I'm doing maths sessions with teachers, I guess that involves me having to whack myself on the head quite a bit, try and get the brain working.
And if you do come back?
I'm not really sure. I have to have them discussions with Mr. Coleman and Mrs. Hickinbottom so it has to fit around your curriculum and what you've got planned as well. But I'm hoping I can come in for at least a couple of days next month.
Is Mrs. Hickinbottom the main person who's been doing it with you and discussing everything with you?
Herself and Mr. Coleman have been what we call the Nature Friendly Schools leads. So they're the ones who've been leading in school. So there's quite a bit of things. There's quite a few things that the other teachers and the pupils won't really see that we have to do together. So we have a school development plan that we update together. We do shopping together for the equipment that you're going to be getting, and sketching out plans for the school grounds and how we're going to improve them. So that's the three of us have been working on all of those together, yeah. And then Mrs. Tadman obviously has some insight into that just to check that she's happy with the plans that we've come up with.
Yeah.
It's one of the most enjoyable parts of my job is coming into this school, so I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Right, good. Thank you for being working in the school with us and making our school more nature friendly and that. And I guess we'll see you next month.
Cool. Nice one. Thank you.